Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's a joy just to be able to share with you in the gospel for a few minutes today. This is Portugal Known Free Presbyterian Church. There's a gospel mission on here at present. We're at the halfway mark, and we would love to see you any night this incoming week, Monday through to Friday, tonight through to Friday evening. And then they're having harvest services next Lord's Day, and then a special testimony meeting Monday week. But this is Reverend David Stewart. He's a good friend of mine. In fact, he's a brother-in-law of mine, and more importantly than that, a brother in the Lord. And I met David 1999, I think it was, so it's about 23 years ago that would be, at the Rich Hill Crusade at that time. So just ask David to give a word of testimony, tell us how the Lord met him and the Lord saved him. So David, God bless you.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the opportunity just to speak to all of your folks that watch in. I know that many do, and we're very thankful for even this ministry. I was born in 1979, the 23rd of April 1979. I was born into a Christian home, a good home, a Christian home, praying home. And my mother and father made sure that myself and my other three siblings, older brother, older sister, and a younger brother, were sent along to the gospel and to hear the gospel in the local Free Presbyterian Church. And they were deeply and heavily involved in that. And I suppose that would play a part in how I conduct myself, just to see how well they conducted themselves. But I was born like every individual. I was born a sinner, estranged from God, alienated from God, from the life of God. Just being born into a Christian home made no difference with regard to my spiritual state. I was born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And God started to work in my heart, I suppose, at a young age. I heard the gospel. I remember at the age of 5, I made a profession of faith one Sunday morning. I remember coming home concerned about spiritual things, and I remember my father taking me to their bedroom and counseling me about spiritual things. Now, whether or not that was the time of my salvation, well, I leave that to the Lord. But I know that whenever I started to go into my teenage years, the heart started to hanker after worldly things. And whether or not the root of the matter was in me, over the next number of years, it would show that most likely I had never known Christ. I had never come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so 1997 found me heading off to Edinburgh to go to university. I was 18 years of age, and I find myself in Edinburgh, and I find myself now free from all parental restraint. And it was very evident that that's what I wanted, that's what I desired, and it was very evident that I would go the way of the world and the way of sin. And so I find myself in bars and nightclubs. I find myself doing what sinners do, indulging in sin, running after sin. But God very quickly and very graciously stepped into my sinful career. It was over the period of time when I was in Edinburgh that a meningitis outbreak started to break out in the halls of residence where I was staying. I started to get afraid. And I think it was, and I know it was, the fear of death and the fear of not knowing whether or not I was genuinely a Christian and where I would be in God's eternity. I found myself not sleeping, not eating. I found myself visiting doctors to try and them to assure me that this wouldn't come to me. But I was afraid. The sorrows of death got hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Whenever I came home that Christmas 1997, I felt that I was a great pretender. I was going home to a church, and everybody thought that I was a Christian and going on with the Lord. But I remember one Sunday night when I was at home, God really dealt with my heart in the gospel meeting. And I came home that night, and I got to the side of my bed, and I prayed like this. I said, "Lord, I don't know if I'm a backslider and I need to be restored. I don't know if I'm not even saved, but Lord, whatever I need, do in my life." And the Lord did. And the Lord changed my life and gave me a brand new nature, a brand new heart and brand new desires. And I found myself wanting previously to be in Edinburgh to no longer wanting to be in that city because there were no real Christian fellowships that I could have attended like home. And I found myself lost. And by the end of the week of returning to Edinburgh to continue my studies, I remember ringing home on the Saturday night and remember just crying over the phone to my father and just saying, I want to come home, I want to come home. Mm. That wasn't possible. I had to finish my first year and then I was able to transfer to Queen's University. And then at Queen's, I found myself getting involved in outreach work, street work with Randallstown, a church, the Shaftesbury Square, the Thursday night, and speaking to young people going in to it. I think it was the M Club at that stage, there in the centre of the town. And remember having prayer meetings in our home there in Belfast, and Christian fellowship and people that the Lord brought along my way, friends and acquaintances that really helped me on to God. And then I eventually left university, went to work, employment. And then God started to deal with my life, my heart with regard to full-time ministry. Mm. I remember sitting in a prayer meeting one night and the Lord speaking to my heart through the Numbers chapter 15 and the verse verse number 9, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. Really, the Lord started to deal with me about full-time ministry. And then the need to go on to Bible college. I remember going to Bible college 2009, finishing 2013. And then in October of that year, the call came to Portal Nolan. And I was installed on Friday the 13th. December, Friday the 13th. Not good. And I've been here for now almost 9 years. And we're so thankful to the Lord for what he has done. And we're so thankful for what he is yet to do. Mm. And we're looking to the Lord greatly for this gospel mission. Mm. And we'd love to see you if you come along and to hear just the simple gospel message. Yeah. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Our theme is Christ is the answer. I believe that that is your theme. Christ is the answer, and he is.
Yeah.
He always has been, and he always will be. Mm-hmm. Christ is the answer of the human soul. He is the answer to the need of the human soul. And we trust that many will come to believe that and receive that.
David, God bless you. God bless your ministry here in Port Glenelg. Thank you for your friendship and your fellowship and for your testimony. So if you're in the area, Port Glenelg Free Presbyterian Church, what's the name of the road that the church is on?
It's 22 Hiltonstown Road, BT42 8EG, I think is the postcode. But 22 Hiltonstown Road.
8 o'clock every night. And then on a Lord's Day, maybe weeks down the line, somebody lives in the area.
Yep.
What's the
12 noon and 6:30.
12 noon, 6:30. Folks, you'd be very welcome if you live in the area. You'd be very welcome. Nice, friendly folk here. And just the text above us, we preach Christ crucified. That's what it's all about, preaching Christ and his wondrous cross. So may God bless you, folks. If you're a Christian, pray for the meetings. Pray that the Spirit of God will move in the mission and in your area and right across our land. And until next time, friends, look after each other, stay close to the Lord, and hopefully we'll see you again soon. God bless you.